What's up, dudes? This is Emilio, a.k.a. Ender's Logic. Finished up another day at E3, so I was just going to recap what happened there. Chad is unavailable, and I had to come home early from E3, so I'm not going to do a day three. I'm just quickly going to go over what I saw. Divinity, Original Sin, they were there, and the game's, I think, probably 2 years old now. But they got a big booth, and I guess they sounded German. I talked to the artist and the one of the lead developers, and they're still very much into supporting the game. For those that own it already, there's going to be free. The free enhanced edition is going to have graphical, story, editing additions, all for free. So that's pretty cool. And I believe there's like a couple new classes or something like that. Like, they're adding all of that. Basically, I think they were going to put it on PS4 and Xbox One. And basically, everything that they're adding on to enhance it for those systems, they're basically going to give PC owners for free. So, yeah, I talked to them about how much I liked their game, and they were pretty appreciative. That was pretty cool to talk to them. So, there was a indie booth, PC gaming indie booth. I went and played a lot of their games, so I'll quickly run down those ones. Guild of Engineering was this like roguelike turn-based, like you're going through these, it's all hand-drawn, kind of like sketched art, kind of like that game that Bobby played that was kind of a horror game, kind of that just pencil on paper sketched art, and it's all played on kind of playing cards. So as your, I think it's like a random generator. So you get a deck of cards. You can do a few things with those. So it's all random, and then the fighting is also a deck of cards. So you get a hand, and your enemy gets a hand, and then you just play it out. It was okay. I think if I put a little more time into it, I could get the depth out of it. It just seemed very random without any skill. But I didn't understand the game completely. Excuse me. Another one I called was played was Armikrog. It's just an adventure, kind of like point and click almost. It's claymation. That's the best part of the game. The graphics were really cool. I haven't seen a claymation game like that in a while. But you know, it's heavy on puzzles. It's, like I said, it's more of an adventure game, just pointing and clicking, trying to figure things out, see where you're supposed to go. Visually, it's pretty cool, but that's about it. That's where it fell short. Afro Samurai 2, didn't know there was an Afro Samurai 1. Probably the best graphics on any indie game that I've seen. It looks just like the TV show, or the movie. I don't know if there was a TV show, but it looks really, really nice, hand-drawn. Really cool lighting. Is still early on. It's basically a combo game, a flashy combo hack and slash, kind of like Devil May Cry or something like that. But you know, really stylized. And but it was too early to really enjoy the combo system, or I was just too sucky at it. But I think it was the there's huge like glitches in the animations, unfortunately. But if they keep, the music was really good. It was all like Wu-Tang and stuff. So if they keep it up and they get those bugs out there, I think it can be a really enjoyable game. But the indie game that stole it for me was Bedlam, and this is by Skyshines Games. It's a mix of FTL and XCOM. So you kind of like, and Mad Max, the area. So you have this giant, I don't know, kind of like personnel carrier that holds like thousands of people. And you have to get it through the wasteland while managing food, fuel, population, and your engineers that are running the whole thing. And of course you run into raiders, but there's different factions. And there's your assault vehicle that you deal with the raiders with. There's like five of them that I saw. There's like an organic one. They're really cool. So, but once you get into the combat, it's like tactical turn-based. And anyway, just a mix of XCOM and FTL. I mean, that's right up my alley. So I'm pretty excited about that. The combat wasn't quite there for me, but they said it's going to come out this year. So I think September, they said. So the graphics and the story seems to be fleshed out, but you know, they had this E3 build that I think they got it just to the point where it was working. So I said I was going to hit all the virtual things. The lines were so crazy. They weren't even letting people in line for Oculus. That's how long the line was. They're like, no, we can't. So I skipped Oculus, and I basically focused on the peripherals for VR. There was a pair of gloves. I tweeted these if you want to look at the picture. It's called Manus. It was really flawed. Basically, they set it up for the Samsung Gear, I think it's called, or whatever, the Samsung's virtual reality set where you just put your phone in front of your face, basically, which I played, by the way, and, you know, it's not terrible. It's not great, but it's not terrible. It's better than the Oculus DK1, I would say. So there's that. Oh, and you put on these gloves, and then it can track where your gloves are, but the thing is, you got to put there's a camera shooting out from the front of your phone or of the headset, and so the only thing it can track is what's exactly right in front of it. So you have to keep your hands out in front of you, kind of like a zombie walks, otherwise it can't track it. So I don't know how long they expect you to have your hands up for whatever game you're playing, but I don't see it going anywhere. Similar to that, they had a ring that take place of a mouse. So you just put it on your index finger. It's got 5 buttons on it. It's got a touch screen, all on this little tiny ring that just goes on one finger. It was kind of convoluted. It was very buggy. So I don't. Maybe it's the answer, but I don't think so either. It's probably going to end up being, you know, one of these controllers that everybody else is using. So, but I finally got to play Battlefront. I actually played a good amount of it. I would say close to an hour of Battlefront. And it's probably my favorite game of the show. You know, there's been games that get close to photorealism. I think you can kind of push Skyrim if you mod it enough. It can get kind of close. Racing games can get there, you know, because they don't have to do human models. Just because it's cars and racetracks, racing games get the closest. But holy shit, man. These guys, just a little bit that I played. What I played was 2-player co-op with waves of stormtroopers coming in at you, and it was on Tatooine. And it feels like you're in the movie. It's damn near photorealistic. Probably the best graphics I've seen in any kind of shooter, for sure. It's a third person, but right over the shoulder kind of thing. And they're kind of going with this, you know, you have abilities, right? So instead of having 3 bombs and whatever and X amount of clips, you have your rifle and you have maybe a jetpack, which felt great. The jetpack was so cool. It's just kind of like a rocket boost, not just like hovering around. I can't stress how fun this rocket launcher was, or this rocket pack. It was kind of like Boba Fett when he takes off, and he's still. It's kind of like that. He uses it. You use it for short bursts. That was really cool, and you also have a personal shield you can put on, but you can't shoot out of it. That's just the one class that I played. The explosions, the sounds. This is easily already the best Star Wars game ever made. I mean, it is ridiculous how sweet this is. The satisfaction of shooting an AT-AT with a rocket launcher. Man, it was really cool. I guess you guys have probably seen the gameplay from Hoth already, so you'll be able to fly TIE fighters, X-Wings, AT-ATs, AT-STs, which are those gigantic ones. I might have them backwards. It looked like Darth Vader is playable, so is Luke. Whatever amount of work they're putting in and time, it looks to be paying off. Like I said, and this is PS4, so I'm hoping the PlayStation computer can push the graphics even a little bit further. Sorry I can't report for a third day, but I'm going to keep it short here. I think anything that I missed, I will be going over probably on the podcast. We'll probably go over the big presentations, the ones that I missed, because it's not open to the general public. We'll probably be going over that on the official podcast. There's a lot to talk about there. So thanks for listening, and titties.